I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. Now, another of our regular visits to the world of advertising. Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson has this review of a new campaign designed, in a way, to drive us nuts.
Check yourself, planters. There's a new nut on the scene. Diamond of California, a cooperative of 1,800 nut growers, has done a solid business with its line of culinary nuts. They come in plain Jane packaging at the supermarket, and they're used in cookie recipes favored by retired women. It's a nice little niche. But Diamond wants more. Diamond sees a huge opportunity in the snack nut category. Nuts you might buy at the Quickie Mart to scarf by the handful. Why? Two reasons. First, nuts are back. Atkins Dieters made them hip again. And second, Planters is the only major player in this category. Planters has massive market share and no big national competitors. Enter Emerald Nuts. Diamond created the brand this year and launched the national ad campaign in August. Since the brand is starting from scratch, the goal with this initial campaign is just to get the brand name out there. I think they've done that. These spots are short, 15 seconds, and campy, and all revolve around Emerald Nuts initials, EN. Here's an example. Two local TV news anchors are at the gym on treadmills.
My machine's on 7. Sandy?
My machine's on 4. Back to you, Tim.
And now the weather.
Exercising newscasters love Emerald Nuts.
In another, a cheerleader in a Cornhuskers outfit listens in on a nearby conversation. The tagline?
Eavesdropping Nebraskans love Emerald Nuts.
In a third, a pair of supermarket clerks named Norman shout about how great they are.
Egomaniacal Normans love Emerald Nuts.
You get the idea. There's no better way to make us remember a name than to shape the entire campaign around the name itself. I can't think of a campaign more likely to get credit for its spots. The mnemonic ensures that we'll never forget which product these ads are for. The ads themselves are goofy and appealing. You can see them on Emerald Nuts' website. My favorite, Elegant Naysayers. A teenager wears a frilly, aristocratic costume and hates everything. Also, Evil Navigators. A guy in the passenger seat gives directions from a map and then calmly spins his head 360 degrees like in The Exorcist, before grabbing a handful of nuts from a jar on the dashboard. But the true genius here isn't the content of the ads. It's the length, the abundance, and the careful scheduling of the ads. Diamond decided to run a whole lot of 15-second ads instead of a few 30-second ones. In part, this was because the joke is so simple, it can't even fill 30 seconds of airtime. But Diamond also knew that, with a limited budget, it would get much more bang for its buck this way. The campaign's 15 different spots also help prevent ad fatigue, where you see the same spot over and over. Finally, the scheduling coup de grace. Diamond chose to regularly air two different spots during the same commercial break, one at the very start of the break, one at the very end. As a result, we get tickled by the first spot, and after we're given a minute or two to ponder it, we're hit with a second spot straight away to cement the brand name in our minds. The only trade-off with hitting so hard on brand awareness is that Diamond can't show us why we'd want to eat their nuts instead of Planters, or why we'd want to eat any nuts at all for that matter. But Diamond figures this is a job for subsequent campaigns, once the name is out there. And of course, the entire shtick will wear thin within 6 months or so, I think. But not before every man, woman, and child is excruciatingly aware of the name Emerald Nuts. I give the campaign an A-. Engaging nut marketers.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate.